2 weeks training at the state office, state agency office. Then I spent some time in Des Moines, Iowa at the home office 2 different times. Not saying it boastfully, but you had to qualify for that schooling. And I qualified in 6 months for 2 schools that ordinarily it took 2 years. That sold a lot of life insurance. But I couldn't make myself sell it to a stranger. And my advice to anybody is don't buy insurance from a stranger. And I just couldn't go to a man's house or office or anywhere else. But here, I rated 11th with the company in the entire United States in January of 47. I rated 11th at the entire company.
When were you in Des Moines?
In 1947.
11th? Oh, you must have been peddling insurance.
I surprised the state agent. He gave you an aptitude test, and I didn't make a good enough grade to qualify me for all expenses paid. I had to pay my hotel bills and my eats, but still I knew in my own mind I could sell it. So I went to Oklahoma City and paid my own expenses for 2 weeks. Well, I came home I got off the bus, and there was 3 boys that had known me all their lives. They were a little younger than I. And they were sitting in a taxi cab. And they said, "Well, there's the country boy been to the city." He says, "What did you learn?" I says, "Well, scoot over. I've got my briefcase. I'm going to show you." And when I got out, I had 3 applications. I had the cash, $120 a year premium on each one of them. When I got out of that taxi cab, I said, "Okay, boys, you see what I learned."
I bet their mouths were really wide open.
My brother-in-law runs a dry goods store here, has for years, and my wife worked for him. And he's the type of fella that he's a bit envious. He's a wonderful fella, and he's made a wonderful husband. I don't say that because I don't like Merle, because I do. He's a wonderful fellow. But he made catty remarks to my wife about me selling insurance. Well, every morning I would make out 10 names of prospects that I'd call on. Yes. So one morning my wife, just unconsciously, says, "Well, who are you going to call on today?" So I read him off, Merle Kelly. "Oh, don't you call on Burrow," says. "They'll laugh you out of that store." I says, "Kate, I tell you what I'm going to do, and I'll bet you a new dress I'd do it. I'm going in that store, and I'm not going to sell Burrow the $120 deal. I'm going to sell him the $240. I'm going to double it."
"Oh, you'd be better."
"Oh," she said, "don't you come in there." Says, "Why, they'll, he's bet everybody in there a malt that you don't get to talk to him 5 minutes. So I went in and I said, "Bro, you got a few minutes?" "Oh yeah, I've got a few minutes." And the approach we had and everything was, you couldn't check it, it was good. And I got Bro started, and so help me, he never did say yes, no, or anything. Just sat there as if he was hypnotized. Was sitting in the shoe department. Well, I had the application. And being in the family, I knew his birth date, I knew his age, and the beneficiary, and how old she was, and all. Wrote it all and had it filled out, and when I completed my presentation, "Burrow," I says, if you'll sign this, I'll put it in effect today." And I had my pen in my hand, hadn't took it. He couldn't say anything but no.